Our final guest today is a psychic clairvoyant whose success has grown to an international level. She's here to tell us all about it. Great to have you on the show, Katie Keeley.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. How are you over there?
We're good. We've got sunshine and showers today, so I'm sure you've got that at the minute, have you?
We've got nice weather, but it is due to rain tomorrow, I must say.
Well, that makes me feel so much better.
So let's go through your history then. I believe you found out when you were about 6 years old that a spirit would visit you.
Yeah, I went downstairs screaming to my mum that I'd seen a fully formed woman, just as you and I, walking out of her wardrobe. And I never forget, she was washing the pots and she just carried on washing the pots. And she went, oh, yes, that's Auntie so-and-so. And it was like that was the conversation finished. So you weren't allowed to ask any questions. And still now, these days, you don't sort of talk about this type of thing. It's a bit more open in London, where I worked on the television there. But up here, people don't really talk about it. Still behind closed doors.
When you say up here, it sounds like you're sort of Midlands, North area.
Blackpool,
what a great accent. I'm from Derby and we say pots as well. And down south they say doing the dishes, but we say wash the pots.
Yeah.
So is this sort of a genetic thing? Did it come from your parents, your grandparents?
Yeah, the only thing that I found out, my mum was a natural healer and I remember her showing me the palms of her hands and they had like a red circle on them, you know, a big red circle. And I knew that my grandmother did ribbons and tea leaf reading. But because I was born very late into the family, my mum was 36, she was born very late into the family, there's not a lot really. You can't go that far back. But I know about three generations, which takes you, I mean, I can only go back to 1832, but it goes back through the generations.
And what about your children? Have you passed it on to them?
Yeah, funnily enough, my daughter said the other day, I mean, I know that she sees and hears spirit, but they don't talk about it. I know one daughter can smell when my grandmother's around, and I never met my grandmother, so she certainly never met her, because the grandmother was buried here in a cemetery, and if the wind blows one way, you get the smell of the brewery, and if it blew the other way, you got the smell of the biscuit factory. So she knows if she gets the smell of the biscuit factory, where she's in Manchester, so it's impossible, then she knows her grandmother's coming in around her just to comfort her. But my daughter said the other day that she's been seeing an awful lot of spirit lately, and she's not one of these that would say anything. You know, she's very tight-lipped. She doesn't discuss things like that.
Right. Wow, how incredible. If somebody contacts you and say they want a reading, I was looking on your website and it says you have many psychic tools like love and angel cards. How do they work then?
Well, I'm sat here and I'll count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 packs of cards around me at the moment. I have three lots of the Witch's Tarot, which is the main one that I use. I don't know what they mean in the book because I've never been taught. Spirit teach me. But they're a picture card. And when I look at it, the picture changes. I did a reading the other day and it never ceases to thrill me. And I said, oh, my God, I said, the card's changing. I said, this girl that's holding what should be a bowl of flowers, I said, are turning into thorns around her wrist. I've got chains here. And she said, yes, my husband, she was getting divorced. She said, my husband physically abused me. Oh. And I've got a court, what do they call it, a restraint thing going on. Oh, she said, yeah. Yes. Right, so they were telling me that there was, you know, violence used in this relationship, but I'd never seen that before. And, you know, always now, it just never ceases to amaze me. I have the Buddha cards here. They all give the same message. So when I'm doing a reading, it's like going to, say, seven different psychics, because I can say, okay, well, let's go to another pack of cards, and pack of cards may be picture cards or words, and they'll all give the same message. So it just reaffirms what I'm saying is correct.
And do you have to be in a doing the reading mode, or can you tell something from me, for example, over the phone now?
Well, generally, people have asked me this. How do you go about doing a reading? Do you have to meditate or anything like that? I said, well, so no, just sit down and do it, because I don't know any different. I've never been taught. So I liken it to walking through a room. And when I open the door, I sit down, and that's when I start working. I just expect, I've never not had it. So I don't know any different.
How interesting. And what is colour therapy, Katie?
Sorry?
What is colour therapy?
Colour therapy is very big. We all have centres that go through our, you've all heard of chakras. They run through the body and they're coloured. And they're different colours. And every colour has a different emotional, physical meaning. So if I was to say to you, take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth and think of your life in general and give me the first colour that comes to your mind when you do that.
Oh, blue.
Okay, was that light blue or dark blue?
Light blue.
Okay, so I want you to think of your life in general. Take a deep breath, breathe out, and give me another colour when you think of your life in general.
Green.
Okay, so think of your life in general. Take a deep breath, breathe out, and give me any number.
7.
Okay. So at the moment, you're optimistic about the future. There is a financial matter of some sort that either needs to be sorted out or you've sorted out, or it's on your mind at the moment, and a determination to make it through. But the 7 is at the moment you're a bit introspective, a bit thinking spiritual yourself, but also needing a little bit of space and time on your own. So it's be more focused on where you're going rather than worrying about where everybody else is going at the moment.
That's very interesting. So,
that comes into when I do readings for people.
Ah, okay. So that's numerology as well as colour therapy.
Yeah, I just do everything. I go in with the date of birth and then I choose 3 cards and then I do the colours and the numbers. Because what I'm doing is I'm linking into your guide. So you have no idea what you're giving me.
Right. Okay. And have we all got this ability? Have we all got this gift to sort of develop our own spirituality?
I think we have, but I think people, and a lot of them are men, but a lot of people tend to be frightened, so they close down. And, you know, anybody that comes for a read, and I say, the more open you are, the more information I'll gain from you. But they always go, you know, if they come in closed, they go out open anyway, because you give them validation. I had a gentleman here yesterday, and I tend to sort people out rather than mediumship, but I said, your dad's here. I said, he's, and I knew his mum had died. I said, why is it important to you to tell you that he wanted to say sorry to your mum? And he went, oh my God. Oh. And he said, she had dementia. She had a bad fall in the bath. I said, because she was very stressed. And I said, she had a bad fall in the bath. And he just kept telling her to get up, but because she was starting to go into dementia. And he didn't understand. So that was what I said. Well, that's just validation that everything I'm giving you to do with your life in general is correct.
Wow. And if people want a reading from you, I mean, obviously we've got the pandemic situation as well, but for us, most of us here are in Spain. Do you do this online?
Yeah, I did one yesterday for somebody in New Zealand. I've always done them online. Not a lot of people come to the house, to be fair. Most of it I do online now. I mean, I can't work at the TV studios because it's off until further notice. You know, I have been heavily tested by the British Astrological and Psychic Society. I was chairman of it, and I test psychics. And also, I've worked on live television for nearly 14 years.
Yeah, and I know you've done readings for lots of famous people and TV personalities who all rate you very highly.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Well, I can mention some don't. A lot of people don't like being mentioned.
No, but that's fair enough.
I did give Ant and Dec a reading way back, and I said that they would work singularly. And they were really quite nasty and said, we will never work
singularly. Ah, you were right.
Get Bruce. Yeah. See, when they might not like it, but had he listened, you know, if spirit want you to change, they're like the mafia, you know. And as regards this COVID, I mean, I was shown before it even started how bad it was going to get. So I told people, and I said, I was woken up and told to do a pantry check. Now, that's something my mother would have said, not me, to do a pantry check, which is generally, you know, all the cupboards and everything. And they showed me a ward, and all the beds were pushed together, and there was women and then a little boy, and then there was men, but they were all pushed together. And they said, go downstairs and go and do a pantry check. And I had to be able to cook 2 weeks' meals out of what I had. And they told me to stock up. This was before anybody thought of doing this. And I told everybody I knew, I said, look, you know, this is coming. You need to get stocked up. Because at that time they were saying that the UK wouldn't get it. And if we did get it, it would be just a minor flu. And I said, no, this is bad. What's coming, this is bad. Mm-hmm. And then they carried on by showing me what was a doctor's waiting room with a little boy. And then they showed me the next one, which was obviously a hospital waiting room, as it was massive and you could see it was a hospital waiting room. And the last one that they've shown me is a hospital waiting room so big you could not see the end of it.
Blimey. Do you know if it's going to clear up anytime soon?
No, that's the last vision that they, well, the last vision they gave me, because of course I know Bobby Ball, the comedian, and two nights before he died, they showed me a doctor with a mask on. And so I knew, because we've lost four men now down this street with COVID. There's only 18 houses and four men have died from it down the street.
Oh, dear.
That's how it is now down here. We've only got four men left and one's got at the end of Parkinson's. Healthy men.
Oh dear, how sad.
Well, that was the last one they gave me with regard to on a bulk basis, is that you can't see the end of the waiting room. So that's them saying you can't see the end of it yet.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. Well, Katie,
I haven't been shown conspiracy. I've been shown that we've all got to go through it, and it's to bring the world, to bring the earth, to bring the animals, to bring the people back together. But I haven't been shown it's conspiracy.
Right. Okay. And if people want to find out more or want to even get a reading from you, what's your website?
The website is www.katiekeelypsychic.co.uk. And I do a free every Sunday, and my Facebook is open. If you go on just my normal Katie Keeley page, where at the top I'm in a TV studio. If you go on that page, you don't have to be a friend. It's set to public. And I do a free questions and answers and the astrology for the week and things like that, and chat, just general chat and have a cup of tea. And so they can watch that on Facebook if they're on Facebook.
And that's on Sundays?
That's on Sundays at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. UK. Brilliant. So 8 o'clock our time. Fantastic. Katie, thank you for giving us your time today, and stay safe. Nice to chat to you.
Okay. All right. Bye, honey.
Take care. Bye-bye.